All right. Help me welcome Shane, everyone.
Welcome. I'm Shane Pearman, and I'm a developer contributor to the Reticulum RS port of Reticulum, which is originally Python. And I think it was presented here at FOSDEM maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but I think many people are familiar with it already. The Reticulum RS port was initially started by Maxim Ostapenko, and Jochen Müller is another of the major contributors there. I think most people are familiar with mesh networking, but I'll just briefly touch on it. As opposed to like an internet protocol where the networks are arranged more hierarchically, the mesh networks can be any general topology. And in this case, in the case of Reticulum, any of the nodes are going to be relaying packets, whereas with traditional networks, you'll have usually a backbone or your routers, and then other devices are just going to be clients, not necessarily doing the relaying. Some of the uses for mesh networking that are seen commonly are ad hoc networks that you need to set up, for example, in disaster scenarios. Last year, I think it was in Spain, there was a power outage nationwide, so you had no cell service. That lasted about 8 to 10 hours. So this would be a way to keep connected with your devices as far as needing to keep connected with emergency services and response. And it also sees applications with IoT deployments where you have a large number of nodes. So Reticulum was created by Mark Kvist, and he has actually a pretty good talk on YouTube where he goes into detail about its design and the design philosophy. The best way to find information is the reticulum.network website, and then the community is based around the reticulummatrix.org chat. So that's the best place to get more information, and the reference